Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, y'all know the flow is slow. Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh. OG, big homie, the one.
These the Doug Steffen rappers. Kenny and Molly and Richie and I are doing rap. How are we doing? You like it?
Word.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, homie?
All right, so yesterday we were talking about this Pew Research. I think Richie actually gave us the nuts and bolts of the story. Number of Americans who are not affiliated with a church. And so now Bill O'Reilly has taken this information and added his spin from the no spin zone. He says the problem with Americans going to church lies in rap music.
Uh-oh.
O'Reilly says, quote, there is no question that people of faith are being marginalized by secular media and pernicious entertainment. The rap industry often glorifies depraved behavior and sinks into the minds of young people in a way that overtakes their interest in going to church. It rejects religion. This sort of stuff. Now, I got no use for rap music for the most part myself anyway.
This said is the great, same though. Thing about Elvis.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, that's true.
It was good. The devil's
comic
music.
Book.
Yeah.
No, that's right. True. Yeah. Yeah. Elvis the right. Pelvis.
Yep. O'Reilly sounds foolish. Most of the time I enjoy him and like what he has to say. This is foolish. But I'm not who he's speaking to. I'm not his core. He says the casualty here is young people who listen to rap music. They hear descriptions of depraved behavior. It sinks into their minds. They then reject religion. If their minds are that weak to begin with, then that shines a light on the home environment and the school environment. And I don't disagree that what he's saying, the rap music
does
affect.
Objectify music.
Yeah.
Objectify women.
Yes, absolutely.
And glorify
some of it.
Violence.
Yes. Right.
And,
yeah. But does it keep people from going to church?
Hello.
So do members of Congress.
So do some pedophile priests.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Next in the music department, let's change the tone here just a little bit. Or quite a bit, if you will. This date, 1971, the Honeycomb got a gold record for this song. Put it in the want ads. Richie, crank this puppy up, will you, please? Three ladies from the City of Angels got together in 1969. They had 2 million sellers, one ads, and another song called Stick Up. Remember that one, Kenny? Do you know that song?
I remember that one, Highway Robbery.
Yep, exactly. It was as foolish as this song. It was absolutely silly.
This has got a great beat.
No, it's got a good beat, but it's a silly song. But Stick Up was even sillier. Richie's trying to find it now. Anyway, they had four songs that were in the top 10.
Don't have it.
This is, I sound like Casey Kasem now, but it was kind of a.
It's got a beat you can dance to it. What's
right.
not to like?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But and so how many people paid attention to the lyrics? And it sort of goes back to what we were just talking about with regard to the problems of rap music. You know, is that really, is it a problem? Does anybody really listen? Somebody must, because there's a lot of hooting and hollering about the lyric line, but I'm not sure everybody really does listen to it. All right, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler in the news today, according to the story that we have at DougSteffen.com. By the way, the Bill O'Reilly story is at DougSteffen.com as well. Steven Tyler has gone country, and here to prove it, his new country tune. What's this called, Kenny?
You know, I don't remember.
Love
is your name or something like
yeah.
that.
Is it? Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. There.
Love is your name. Right.
Yeah.
He performed it on American Idol. Right?
He was one of the judges on American Idol.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he did, but...
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, my God. So, if you're an Aerosmith fan, what does this do for you? I'm thinking not too much.
No, it's cool. It's nice to see something different.
It's good.
From him.
It's good. Tyler didn't write the song. Credit goes to Eric Paisley, all right?
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Scientists who have mapped HIV across Europe say Europeans who leave on vacation are coming back infected. Turns out Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain are big HIV exporters, while Great Britain is both an HIV importer and exporter, the Retrovirology Journal says. Yet countries like Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg have very little transmission within their borders, as populations use condoms more often. Uniquely, in Poland, HIV is contained and seems only spread by injecting drug users. The upshot? HIV exporters are Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain. Both exporters and importers turn out to be Israel, Norway, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. And European countries not spreading HIV are Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg. Condom users.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This quarterback was nicknamed the Magic Man, best known for his 1989 Pro Bowl season where he threw over 4,000 yards and 27 touchdowns.
Gronkowski looking, now stepping up, on the run. He's going to have to throw the end zone. Fourth line and touchdown!
So where is Don Majakowski now? After retirement, Don became a successful real estate investor in Atlanta. More recently, he's become the executive director of PrepSportsNet.com, a company that provides high schools with their own internet sports station. Don also coaches his young son, Bo, in football. And Bo wears number 7, just like Dad.
We can come from behind. It puts a lot of pressure on me to be magic all the time. But I like the challenge, and as long as I can continue to make a few magic plays now and then, it's a fun little thing.
Not so bad being the other magic. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
It's fast! It's furious! It's totally bonkers! So buckle up, because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride! I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.